The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Now, who would have thought GAA shorts would become a fashion hit, or that Paul Mescal would become the new Kate Middleton? But the star of Normal People has set a fashion trend again, apparently looking fetching in his O'Neill's shorts. The former Kildare minor player completed his look with sunglasses, prawn cocktail crisps and a few cans of pink gin. Whatever's working for you, Paul. I'm joined now by fashion stylist Courtney Smith to find out more about what other distinctly Irish fashion trends have made an international impression. Courtney, I won't ask you too much about your view on the GAA shorts, but will you be rushing out to buy a pair?
I won't personally, but I think the men of Ireland, you know, they have a lot to thank Paul Mescal and Normal People for, because he has made it a fashion hit. Elle magazine said they're the hottest shorts they've seen on a man. So that's, you know, that's saying a lot. So although, like, obviously it was his character in Normal People that initially made it a hit, it was leading man Paul Mescal who's kind of, he's carried the trend further. We've spotted him, I think, almost daily, but in paparazzi shots wearing these gas shorts. And actually, Elvery's, who are the biggest GAA retailer in Ireland, have reported they've gone up an increase in online sales 566% in comparison to last year.
So he's wearing the shorts every day. Presumably that'll come to an abrupt end when the summer's over. But he's obviously a walking brand machine at this stage, in a sense. Like he could have his own aftershave called Mescal Man or something like that, and it would take off the shelf.
I'd say that's next on the list. But actually, speaking of leading men, one of the other unusual hits, I suppose, to come out of Ireland is the classic Aran knit, which is, and I don't mean the fashionable ones, I mean the ones that look like your granny knitted them, the ones that we would have sworn away from in our teens and like hid them at the bottom of our wardrobes. They're now an it wardrobe item, mainly recently thanks to Hollywood heartthrob Chris Evans. Because he wore one in the movie that came out around Christmas. It was called Knives Out.
Oh, yes, I saw that film. And I remember him wearing the Aran jumper, yes.
Yeah. And since then, New Yorker magazine reported that some Irish knitwear businesses had seen a 150% increase in demands for their classic Aran sweaters. So these heartthrob men are doing great for the Irish fashion scene.
Now, the other one, Kate Middleton, when she was in Ireland, she wore a Dubarry jacket, was it?
She did, yeah. So she was recently, obviously, on their visit to Ireland. She wore Dubarry, which is a Galway-based brand. And she wore their, like, a very practical jacket. It was a Gore-Tex, which doesn't sound very sexy, a Gore-Tex utility jacket. And it's like a wax finish. It's quite light purpose. It's very practical. And it's for outdoor pursuits, usually walking, horse riding, that kind of thing. And she wore it while she was on her walk around Howth. And I think she wore it in Galway as well. And again, it became a massive fashion hit. Sales went up. It became one of those kind of Sloane Ranger styles, very big in the UK now as well. And course, did absolute wonders
for Dubarry. The other one that has become quite popular is the sort of oversized Irish grandad tweedy jacket.
Yeah, we're seeing actually a lot of Hollywood ladies kind of champion this oversized jacket look, but the tweed jacket in particular. We've seen Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife, wearing it. Now, granted, she wears it with a bra and a pair of leather trousers, but it is becoming a big deal. And actually, Irish brand McGee have even designed their women's wear collections with this in mind, because they said that the women were coming in to buy the men's tweed jackets. So they saw a bit of a rise in that. Yes, they're going to keep that for the women.
Very good. Well, fashion stylist Courtney Smith, thank you very much for that. I'm not going to say that I'm going to dig out my old GAA shorts. Don't worry, it's not going to happen. Thank you very much. And that's all we have time for on the show this week.